last. Whether it's sales, service, or parts you need, we are here to do what it takes to exceed your expectations. Follow our Facebook page to see all the savings we offer. Stop by at 2815 West Highway 50 or call us at 343-6723. Clint Boyer Autoplex, where we care.
Enter to win groceries from Goods Cash Saver. Today, text the word GOODS to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Goods Cash Saver. Winner will be announced after 4 o'clock today.
KVOE Live and Local 827, 36 degrees, and it is time for What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, brought to you this morning by Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will take great care of you on East 12th near the Water Tower. And by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem does not have it, well, it probably is not around. That's how that works. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Studio North, Council Grove. Phil Totten. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Ron. I am at Studio North, and it is a winter wonderland. It has been for about a week, and I don't know how some people survive in this kind of deal. I keep telling Ginger, that's a native from New Mexico and Texas, that, yeah, we live in Kansas, and we deal with the snow, and sometimes it's pretty tough. I do want to give the all the crews in all the towns that have had to remove this snow and this blizzard from last Thursday a What's In Outdoors tip of the hat. But, they've done a good job, and of course there's a lot of elements that some people don't know what it takes to do that. I know the elements that what I had to do to try to clean my driveway and walk and salt and sweat, but no, just hang in there, people. Spring will be here before we know it. I was blessed with an eagle flown right over Studio North this morning, Ron. And, of course, I'm up at before the sun gets up and looking out at the bird feeders. And we did have a rufous-sided towhee out the other day. And my quail project this year didn't go very well. A possum got into my recall pen and took care of the quail that I had. So I am concerned about the quail. Now with deep snows, and some people do like to hunt during that. But many years ago, you know, we talk about the ethics and conservation, and sometimes we need to not hunt quail in that deep snow. So I did contact an expert from over at Fort Riley that is, he's got way more experience in the outdoors than I do, Ron, and we're about the same age. And when I talked with him, I was almost thinking I was looking in the mirror with our stories that we shared. So this morning, What's In Outdoors wants to welcome David McNeil. He's when he writes, he puts somewhere north of St. George, Kansas. So I don't quite know where he lives, but I do want to get in touch with him because we share so many passions in the outdoors. When I first started talking with him, I said, Dave, what are you going to do once quail season is over, once hunting season is over? He said that he was going to get his fly rod out and golf. And that's something that I used to do a long time ago, was chase that little white poultry pill. So, David, welcome to the show this morning.
Well, thank you, Phil and Ron. It's good to be here.
Nick, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, and just how did you end up in Kansas from Florida?
Well, okay, well, first and foremost, I want to let everybody know that I'm a Christian man. I struggle to live every day in a Christ-like fashion and to treat every human being in the way I'd like to be treated. I'm 77 years old, been married to my wife, Kate, who's a Yankee, but I'm from the South, and we've been married for 53 years, me 54 in March. I'm a retired soldier and former Marine. I served with the 1st Marine Division in Vietnam from 1969 to 1970. Speak the Vietnamese language? No, not as much as I used to, but I could still get around. The Army brought me to Kansas in 1972. And having been a passionate upland bird hunter, we decided we'd just stay right here. I have hunted it for over 50 years, and I've had my feet on just about every step of post that you can imagine. We just decided we'd retire in 1972. Go ahead.
I said, on my end, we seem to be drifting out a little bit. I don't know if we got a bad connection or just what, but we'll keep trying.
Yeah, he's good on this end. He's good over the air here, so.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
All right. Now, now can you hear me, Phil?
Yeah, I got you better now, and it's just working things
okay,
out at this day and age. Mm-hmm. You're doing good.
All right. Yeah, I was just taken with this area. I'm from Florida originally, Georgia and Florida, but I just fell in love with Fort Riley, and Manny has the season, although right now I wish we were in the spring season, but it's been a blessing. We've had a lot of fun. We have 13 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. So we have really been blessed.
Well, David, you know, our discussion when I first talked with you about quail and just how the perils that quail do from the minute they're in an egg to get out of the egg, and now hunting season comes. And, of course, being a bird dog man, we do know that scent and a lot of things like that comes into play. But as the season goes on, and especially when we have the weather that we had last week, some of us choose not to hunt quail. Now, pheasants, I don't know so much how they're affected with this deep snow and that, but I know quail has a tough time just surviving to get down through the snow to get something to eat. And then when you have, say, 0.04 of an inch of ice on that, they really use a lot of that reserve. So just how do you feel about hunting quail in deep snow?
No, my season's over with. When this blizzard came in last week, I don't hunt them in this kind of weather. And I tell you, if it's going to be freezing overnight, even when we have good weather in the day, I will stop hunting them around 2:30, 3:00 in the afternoon so they have time to covey up, because they've got to have that body heat of the covey. And if you hunt them, you know, if you hunt them down to, oh, you'll destroy the covey. We know, you and I, that, and because we teach hunters ed, that every year, 80% of the covey is probably going to get lost anyway, and hunters usually account for about 3% of that. Well, the weather has taken care of our 3% as far as I'm concerned. I just think you shoot yourself in the foot if you try to get out there and hunt them in this kind of weather. Now, pheasant, they're tougher. I'll go out and shoot a pheasant out of the snow, but I'm not going to hunt a quail.
I sure appreciate that thought, David. You know, we met sort of there at the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, because we're both part of that, and with that, getting the word out. And you are an accomplished writer. I've been following you on Facebook and seeing some things that you do and talking with other people. You're known as Mr. Fort Riley. So what can you tell us about hunting on Fort Riley and then your involvement with the Fort Riley Outdoorsman's Group?
Well, I'll tell you what. Once you've hunted Fort Riley in Kansas, you are spoiled. It's a well-kept secret. Anybody can hunt it, but man, there's just so much here. There's elk, there's deer, there's turkey, there's the Rios and Rio Grande, the Rio Grande and the Eastern and a hybrid, and then there's deer, about 2,000 deer on post, some of them booting crocodile animals. I see them every time I go out. But I got involved in the FROG, which is the Fort Riley Outdoorsman Group, through a mutual friend of ours, David Dunbar. I was guiding David and his daughter one year, and he said, "Have you ever heard of the frog?" "Well, I know what a frog is." He goes, "No, no, no, the frog, the Fort Riley Outdoorsman Group." I said, "No, I've never heard of it, and that's bad, because I've been hunting 20 years here and never heard of it." And as soon as he put me on him, I was immediately drawn to this group of people whose their main goal is to promote hunting, fishing, and the outdoors, and that's what we do. That's what I try to do. And they're a nonprofit organization, and they have one annual fundraiser a year, and every year they stage and conduct youth deer hunts, waterfowl hunts, dove hunts, turkey hunts, fishing events, and they conduct hunter education classes, and it's all volunteer. So their main focus is children whose fathers are deployed, but their events are also open to the general public. They also focus on the first-time hunter, guy who wants to get into hunting but never has hunted, and he wants to get into it. And they talk about the importance of getting youth, veterans, and older people. Because, you know, when I first started hunting, and you probably experienced this too, I was running into people my own age. And I realized that we were one generation away from extinction. So I volunteered to teach hunters ed, and I started taking people out, and the frog just supports all that. And, yeah, they call me Mr. Fort Riley. Every once in a while I'll be hunting, and somebody will jump out of the truck and go, "Are you Mr. Fort Riley?" And I'll say, "Yeah, guilty." And I say, "I told my son or brother or something, we'd come into contact with you one day out here." And I said, "Well, you got me." So, but it's been a blessing, and that group is well worth getting into, and anybody can join it. So if you're a young soldier stationed out at Fort Riley out there, look them up. They have a Facebook page. Contact somebody and get involved, because we need you. It's a mentor program.
Well, David, one of the things that we talked about is, of course, and one thing I beat the drum on is just how important it is to introduce young and old alike to the great outdoors. I feel it's just as important to get our veterans back out into the outdoors. Now, one of my mentors there in Emporia was Richard McCoy. Richard, 04444 was when he found out that his mother had passed. And, of course, that was, I believe, Iwo Jima. He couldn't come home. And when Richard came home, he had talked about surviving the horrors of the war. He knew that the Lord had something in store for him. So he became a teacher. And Richard was a one-man old shooting range. He would carry, he was involved with the Boy Scouts, and he would carry air rifles around to do programs before we even had organized shooting sports events in the poor area. And Richard, he never did hunt. He said, "Phil, I've been involved with enough killing in World War II, but I do see the need to get people versed on firearm safety and responsibility, and I love to punch holes in targets." So he just loved to shoot. Some people, and like Linda with the Emporia Community Foundation, she loves to do Zen archery, just to get out and shoot a bow and do things like that. So this is one of the things that I still beat the drum off, is just getting people back outdoors. And you've probably dealt with a lot more veterans than I. How rewarding is that to take a man that has come back from Afghanistan or Iraq back on another hunting trip?
It's a tremendous rewarding thing. I guide the Wounded Warrior groups all the time. I had 8 guys up from Louisiana this year. And I had a conversation with one of the young men who was really going through a hard time. He was thinking suicide. And I just said to him, "You don't have a right to do that." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, it's not your life to give away. It belongs to all those guys that didn't get back. And you owe it to them to become the best man that you can possibly be, so that if they had made it, they would have been proud to call you brother and friend." And he told my son-in-law, he said, "You tell your father-in-law that he changed my whole outlook and the way I look at things." And that is the kind of reward you just can't pay for. If you can have that kind of impact on life, because I went through that same thing at the Vietnam, and my dear wife told me, "It's not your life." And she was so right. So I've tried to pass that on, but it's very extremely important that you get with these young men, you hear their story, and you give them some input, because they don't get it any other way. And to be out there in God's world, to see all the beauty of it, and to understand that they have a mission in life, and that's what's important. They have something that they must accomplish with their lifetime. That's where this comes into play. Very important.
Oh, very well said, David. I'm just shaken with those words, because it's so inspiring and everything. Can we have some contact information for what you do with the Fort Riley Outdoorsman Group, and then maybe with one of our groups there that deal with the military and our veterans coming back from Emporia, where they might be able to contact you and maybe partake in one of your hunts?
Sure. Well, they can reach me at this number, 785-477-6467. They can either text me or call me. Then on Facebook, if they search for David at huntfortriley.com, they can get my Facebook page. And if they want to go to the website, it's www.huntfortriley.com. It gives a ton of information there for them, and a little bit more about me.
Well, David, we got to go to that first break. I sure hope you stay back with us, because I want to talk to you about fly fishing and maybe fishing for winter trout.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Hang on, we'll be back with more of What's In Outdoors right after this.
Boosting Farm and Ranch Supplies got it. And if we don't, it's probably not around.
You need clothes and boots that work just as hard as you do. Bluestem is your headquarters for work clothes, jackets, bibs, and vests. Rugged comfort in brands you trust, like Carhartt, Key, and Dickey. And don't forget your feet. Check out Bluestem's Ariat boot selection and other quality work boots to fit every budget. If you're looking for clothes and boots for the working man or woman, Bluestem's got them. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Are you still thinking about your New Year's resolution? Add auto service and car maintenance to your list with the help of Express Tire and Auto. Whether you drive a car, truck, or ATV, the professionals at Express Tire and Auto can help with free tire checks, new tires, and automotive repairs. They're also an authorized Polaris dealer for service and accessories. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays till noon.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:43, sunshine, 38 degrees, and you are tuned to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. Yeah, every third Friday right here at 8:20 in the morning. Phil, let you know what's going on outdoors, all for a better indoors. Phil, back to you in Studio North there.
Yes, listeners, we're talking with David McNeil, and when David writes, he always puts somewhere north of St. George, and I'll tell you, that is pretty country up there, and some people don't like to let people know where they hunt or where they fish. I'm all about getting people into outdoor Kansas and enjoying it, and one of the things that we have going on in Kansas now that we didn't have when I was a kid was trout fishing, and also the love of fly fishing. I do some things with Kim Burnett, crappie stopper jigs, and he's introduced me to fly fishing in a way. And before I learned some technique with it, I just thought fly fishing would be a great way for me to pierce my ears. But I have learned a little bit with it. And is there fishing opportunities, David, there at Fort Riley? And do you participate in trout fishing this time of year?
Oh, absolutely. Most people may not realize this, but Fort Riley offers two places that you can catch trout, Cameron Springs and Moon Lake. Now, Cameron Springs was one of the first places to provide trout fishing in the state of Kansas. That was introduced in 2000, but Moon Lake was introduced back in 2004. Now, originally, Fort Riley purchased their trout from a place called Neosho National Fish Hatchery out of Neosho, Missouri. And that's one of the oldest hatcheries in the country. I think 1888 was when it was put in place. In 2006, though, Fort Riley, they used to sell fishing passes like they do hunting passes. But, the passes were real cheap. So in 2006, they got with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and Department of Wildlife and Parks said, you know what, if you'll do away with that pass and let anybody fish there, we'll provide the trout. So they jumped on that, and as a result, they've been providing 2-3 times as much trout as we could have bought any other way. But, yeah, there's a lot of trout out at Fort Riley this time of the year, and we'll be right on up until March 31st.
Of course, trout and the thought of fly fishing is using a lure and the long sweeping cast. And of course, trout are a species that really likes to eat insects and larvae that come up. How do you fish for trout in the winter?
Well, I have two favorite methods, and they both work great. One of my favorite methods is to use a strike indicator. That's a fancy word for cork, right? And I'll put a midge down and on the tippet, and then I'll drop another tippet off of that midge and a second midge and put it out there and just wait for that cork to even do anything. The problem with that is you can't wait for that cork to go under.
you got to watch for that movement. And as soon as it gives any indication that it's moved, you got to set your hook. But that's one way. And the other way is a wet fly kind of jig pattern. I found that orange and yellow work pretty good. And that you just put out there, and you let it sink, and then you bring it up and drop it. Bring it up and drop it. Trout just clobber. Boy, they just, that's the advantage of a moving target, is when they hit it, they hit it. So that's my two favorite ways to fish for trout here in Kansas.
Well, I've fished with Bill Hartman there in Emporia, and Bill's an expert fly fisherman, and he got me out in a tube in December. And, of course, he wanted to introduce me to fly fishing, and we were, I forget what kind of lure we were using. I think maybe just a little swim bait. But he mentioned a strike indicator, and it took a while to me understand. Well, that's the layman's term for a bobber that you would use. But, no, it's just a fantastic, and learning the technique, I can see, you know, how much fun that will be. But I was wondering, have you ever ice fished for trout? Like now, Kings Lake, and we're going to get into a report from there in our last segment, is frozen over. Can you drill a hole in the lakes and fish for trout that way?
Well, you can't here because the lakes don't freeze that deep enough for you to walk out there on them, so they don't let you do that. But and I have never ice fished myself, but I sure would like to go somewhere where it gets thick enough for me to try it. It looks like a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you, David, for a transplanted guy from Florida coming up here, and, of course, Joe Bragg's family, of course, the military has brought a lot of people to Kansas. And if I hadn't brought my father up here in 1945 or 46, I wouldn't have been in Kansas probably. I do want to thank you for being on the show, and I'm so looking forward to meeting you in person, sir.
Okay, I appreciate it, Phil, and it's been my pleasure. Anytime I can push Fort Riley, I'm all for it. I want to let people know what a great spot we got here in Kansas. And the people, man, the conservation officers, the biologists, all those guys, they strive to make it a safe and enjoyable opportunity for people.
Well, thank you, sir, for all you do. Well, Ron, let's go to that last
break.
And we'll finish up on some upcoming events.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, back with more after this. Are you still thinking about your New Year's resolution? Add auto service and car maintenance to your list with the help of Express Tire and Auto. Whether you drive a car, truck, or ATV, the professionals at Express Tire and Auto can help with free tire checks, new tires, and automotive repairs. They're also an authorized Polaris dealer for service and accessories. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays till noon.
Now's the time to get prepared for winter weather, and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has you covered. Find snow shovels, ice scrapers, windshield de-icer, sand tubes, gloves, stocking caps, scarves, boots, hand warmers, long johns, outerwear and coats, tank warmers, portable heaters, and even wood pellets for heating stoves. So if you're not quite ready for winter, make one stop and get everything you need. It's all at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:50. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every third Friday here. Coming off a great first couple of segments here this morning with David McNeil at Fort Riley. And he's going to let us know what's coming up and where it's happening. Phil, what do we have?
I'll tell you, Ron, I just want spring to get here. I really do. I think ginger's wearing me down on the snow and going with it. And, of course, I had so much fun fishing, and we just got a whole lot of programs coming up this school. I can't thank Megan Hilbish enough for what all she's doing with picking the torch up and taking with us. She has some youth events planned there. We'll probably get Megan back on the show to let us know about it. She's only bring back an up game bird hunting there, and that's dealing with Dave Foster with Wildlife and Parks to furnish the birds and also the ammunition that our individual volunteers cut costs. So there'll be news on that. We do have sign up coming now for the Wildlife and Parks spring coming out.
Roger got me.
And
about 12 years.
You're cutting out there a little bit, Phil.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with this phone. You got me better now?
Now we do. Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay, I just jerk it around my head all the time when I'm talking. I'm trying to follow the movement of my birds out there at the bird feeder, Ron. I just got to share a story with you. Young Carlson Pulse there from Emporia. He and I got a friendship a long time ago, and he might be a sophomore or a junior. And I've introduced him to Kim Burnett with fly fishing, and, of course, he comes down and fishes with me, and Libby lets him stay with me some. But one time he was hunting. So, well, Carson, there's peanut butter up there in the shelf. And he went in there and got to eating, and he said, Phil, I never have had peanut butter sandwich with sunflower seeds in it. And it dawned on me that I'd made a mixture for my suet feeders that is peanut butter, and I put sunflower seeds in it, cracked corn and that. I said, Carson, you done got in my bird food. But so I know some women sometimes, they'll bake some kind of suet or something of that, and the husband coming home, he's got into it, too. So if y'all making some homemade bird food for the birds, you might let those other people in your family know what you got going on. I just thought about that, seeing the woodpeckers working on that suet. And I did have a palliated woodpecker this year that's really cool. He's about 20 inches long. So when you see one of those, it's quite exciting. But now that becoming an outdoors woman event is great. They do have scholarships for that. So to find out more about that, just go to ksoutdoors.com, and there's all that information is on there. Of course, we still have some outdoor shows going on. The one at Bartles Hall is really bringing back the element to the outdoors. Of course, the weather really hampered it some. I see here in my notes that Megan will be doing a March Hunter Education class. So if you're interested in getting the young and old alike outdoors, passing on the heritage and traditions of Kansas, please consider becoming a volunteer and then maybe become a hunter's ed instructor or a fishing instructor. We're needed. We need volunteers. We really do. Then April, of course, we've got a couple more shows coming on till April, but there's just so many good things going on. Right now, folks, just stay safe. Just watch the snow. One of the things we do teach in Hunter's Ed is to hunt your plan. Same things if the cold weather's coming in this weekend, and I did see on the KVOE webpage, it has some very good information on how to dress for cold weather. So if you can, stay tuned to a weather bureau. KVOE does a great job with it. Learn how to dress and we'll survive and get through to the spring.
All right. Great program as always. Stay warm, Phil.
Oh, I will. My daddy was from Alabama, and I apologize to him every day when he would tell me how cold he is. And I said, Dad, how can you be cold? Well, now I've become my father.
Well, tell you what, good sign you spotted an eagle first thing this morning. I think it's going to be good luck for all of us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. You take care. God bless.
All right. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every third Friday at 8:20 here, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto. Yeah, John and Jenny and the great crew at Express Tire and Auto will always take great care of you on East 12th near the Water Tower. And by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem does not have it, it probably is not around. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. It's 8:55.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's Security Cabinet recommended the ceasefire deal with Hamas that now just needs Israeli government ratification. That's expected. It would stop 15 months of fighting. 33 Israeli hostages would be released over a six-week